I really like journaling, but I always end up in no time or cannot find a journal that I really like. So I was like, hey, let me create one. So here it is, a self-help journal created and designed by Anita. Inside the book, I provide very simple and easy to follow template. For example, in the morning, to-do list. In the evening, gratitude practice. So you can use a very little time to start this healthy habit. Go ahead and check it out in our description down below or go to our buymeacoffee.com.
Building where they can all be naked together.
Awesome.
Yes, just basically sitting on beach chairs and chatting naked or having lunch naked or
eating lunch on your naked body. Yeah,
the list goes on. So if that's something
you
that you're
wanna go there
interested,
now.
Like Anita, you can give it a try. It's a local promotion.
This is episode 41, talking about USA top 5 go-to places. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Taiwanica. This is Anita. What's up, guys? Today, join us will be one American. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Anita. Thank you for the very warm introduction.
You're welcome.
What's up, everybody? My name is Eric, the other host on Taiwanica. And if you're joining us on YouTube, I hope you're enjoying today's video. If you're listening to us on any other podcast, welcome. Today, we have a fun episode about travel and places in the USA from my point of view.
Here we go. I'm being very excited about this because, you know, last episode in talking about, you know, us as Taiwanese, what are the top 5 places to go to? I'm pretty sure most of the Taiwanese people already know my top 5.
Absolutely.
Now, we're being very excited to hear about your top 5.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you so much for giving us your top 5 last episode. They were very interesting. I'm very excited to share local top 5 go-to places. We're going to just dive on in.
Here we go.
So, first things first is that we're going to talk about number 5.
Number 5.
All right. Number 5 is something that is very typical for every American.
And are you going to disappoint us in the very first one?
It's a letdown. Sorry. It's called the Statue of Liberty.
Oh.
Oh, such a letdown.
Oh, geez.
That gorgeous green
lady
holding books and having pokey crowns on her head. But no, Statue of Liberty is definitely a landmark that you have to talk about and one that you just have to go see. And it's even something every local wants to at least see once. We've seen it in movies. We're told about it in school. The thing that we all learn when we're growing up in the USA is that the Statue of Liberty was the gift from France for being such a great country. So thank you, USA. Here's this green lady. So she means a lot for our country. And it's actually kind of funny. Locals also know another little story about the Statue of Liberty where New Jersey and New York actually fight over her because technically she's in both of the states at the same time. So the fight still goes on. But it's a very cool little place to go and visit. They used to allow you to climb up to the top and be on her head where you could see a beautiful view. They don't allow that, to my knowledge, anymore, unfortunately. But you can still go to the little land that she is on herself and take pictures and get these cute little crowns that are made out of foam and you put them on your head.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And you can take cute pictures next to the Statue of Liberty. It's supposed to be very cool and fun. Like, just to give you a personal story, I've seen the Statue of Liberty one time very far away. Very far away.
From Oregon?
I wish it was that easy. No, we were driving on the highway from Washington, D.C. to New York. And they said, and if you look a million miles away, you can see the Statue of Liberty. And so I'm like literally tearing out my eyeball to like look out this window. And I could see her.
You saw her.
I could see her. She's like the size of an ant, like this very tiny little thing. But I saw her.
That's great.
I would still like to go there one day. Hopefully we can go there and do a little Instagram photo of it
for
Taiwanica,
right?
In the future.
Yeah.
If you've been there, definitely let us know. We would love to know what your experiences were.
Yeah. Or share your photos. We like to see photos.
We love photos. Yes. Absolutely. So that's Statue of Liberty. Do you have any comments about it?
Me personally, before I thought it was just a statue, I didn't think about this statue. But when I got here, I don't remember when, but one day I discovered this little lady giant lady is actually on an island. So you gotta take a like ferry, and that's where the statue is.
That's right. Yeah, so little man-made island just for her.
Really?
That's right.
That's so cool. Yeah. What a special lady.
She's one of a kind.
She's the one.
Well, actually, there's two of her, surprisingly. So the story goes is that she is green, right? But originally she wasn't green. She was actually brown. Mm-hmm. She slowly transformed into green because of the type of metal she's made of. Mm-hmm. It was made in France. And actually there's a sister of the Statue of Liberty, but she is in France.
I've heard about that, but true?
Yes, like, you know, it is true. There is a sister. I'm not exactly sure where in France, but there is. And then there's a mini version other in places in the world, like Las Vegas. a famous one, right. But we don't count those. Those are just replicas.
I see.
Yeah, yeah. And that's another fun little fact is that the second biggest statue in the United States is actually in Oregon.
That's pretty cool.
Yep, I took Anita there, and she's like a sister to the Statue of Liberty, but she is only for Portland, Oregon. Her name is actually Portlandia, and she's there to protect the travelers by sea. And so, very cool statue. If you ever come to the other side of the United States, you can come and check out that one too.
That one was really, really great because that one is like attached to like a building,
yes,
like an office building.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's like super cool. So it's definitely worth to see.
Yes, absolutely. And the cool thing about it is that you can't find it unless you go to that building. It's not like the Statue of Liberty where you can see it million miles away, ant size. No, you actually have to walk up to this building and all of a sudden, whoa, it's this cool Portlandia
right
building. Yeah, right there. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's really fun.
It's really fun.
Yeah, all right. I said it in the beginning, you let us down too early. It's pretty cool. Like the fun fact that you shared and then the little island that you can go see. It's actually pretty cool.
Oh, well, I'm glad that you like it. A little local taste on that.
I don't know if people notice that I'm the foreigner here. I'm the one being judging.
That's all right. I love it. I love it. It's the Taiwanese way. Yeah. As they say in Taiwan, they like the Chiang. So,
yeah, that's our talking style.
Yeah, you like the Chiang. It's a Chiang
if
style.
We Chiang you, meaning we are close enough.
That's right.
We don't Chiang everybody.
That's right. If you get a Chiang, that means you are friends. Yes. All right. So I think it's a good time to jump into number four. All right. So number four is more of a relaxing location, a place where you go and do a holiday. Okay. It's not more about the sightseeing. It's more about if you want to really take a load off, you go to this place. Okay. And that is the Miami beaches. All right. If you're not sure where Miami is in Florida. Okay. If you're not sure where Florida is, pull out a map and it's on the southern part of the United States. Okay. That was really rude.
Yeah, a little bit.
But basically, Florida is also famous for its hurricanes, but the Miami beaches are famous in the United States for all locals for many things, but primarily it's for spring break. Okay. So if you want to go and have fun with your friends and you got a little bit of extra cash, and you want to go and enjoy the weather, like the turning of the seasons from spring slowly getting into summer. It's Miami Beach. Perfect temperature. There's lots of beaches where you can go. And it's a lot of clubs. There's a lot of really cool places to go party at night and have fun during the day. But besides these things, Miami is not like a famous place to go see something. You don't go and see like a Statue of Liberty in Miami. No. You're only going there for fun with friends. Okay. That's basically the purpose of Miami. For most people, okay, that's for the young group. Now, this is a little local secret that I want to share. And that is, if you are an elderly person, and one of your dreams may be, if you want to stay in the United States, is to move to Miami. And I'm not really sure why there's such a hype for older people to move there, but there's just a lot of elderly people who live in Miami. And, you know, a lot of people say, it's because of the weather. And I'm like, that's great. But why else are you there? You just see a lot of old folks' homes. And you see a lot of people up in their 65 plus range, just, you know, hanging out, playing their board games outside. And very similar to Taiwan, actually, in the parks, just hanging out with all their other old friends. So that's actually our little secret about Miami.
Like a paradise for people who are retiring or about to or retired.
Exactly.
I also heard, like, in Miami, there are a lot of nude beaches.
Oh, yeah. So you know another secret, yeah. Don't
you? Oh, that's another secret you're about to share.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know if I was going to share that. But so you know about the nude beaches. Is that something that you'd like to do?
No. I mean, for me, it's very like, you know, because we are shy, we are Taiwan people. Even putting on bikinis make us feel uncomfortable.
Oh, so cute.
When we saw that, like, you know, there were new beaches in Miami, it was like, it's fun to see.
Yes, sure. Well, you know, there are nude beaches, not just in Miami. There are nude beaches in other parts of the country. But the thing about the nude beaches in Miami is that there are certain nude beaches that you definitely want to go to because everyone there is young, perky, and beautiful. And then, on the other hand, there are new beaches
totally the opposite.
Exactly, where it flips a 180 and everything is down, okay? And so if you just need to do your research before you go to nude beaches, okay? Another thing about nude, since we're talking about it in Miami, that's very popular, is nude communes. So, and that is just basically there are places where everyone can go into this building and around outside of the building where they can all be naked. Together.
Awesome.
Yes, just basically sitting on beach chairs and chatting naked or having lunch naked or
eating lunch on your naked body.
Yeah, the list goes on. So if that's something that you
want to go there
interested
now.
Like Anita, you can give it a try. It's a local promotion. I have never been to one, but I've always heard that the people there are very friendly and open-minded, so definitely give it a try if you'd like to.
You know, it's actually really funny. The reason why I know about there are a lot of new beaches in Miami, one of my students told me about his experience. He was like, he went travel to Miami for like a few weeks, and he heard about his local friend says, oh, there are new beaches you must go see. So he was like so excited, and he found one. He went there. It was such huge disappointment because it went to the opposite one. So
yeah, he didn't go
like,
to the right one.
He's like the youngest there.
Yeah. He's super, super young, and everyone there is probably three times his age.
Yeah, probably,
and it shows.
Yeah.
It shows. Okay. Well, thank you very much for that input. Hey, everybody. We're hoping you're enjoying today's episode. Thank you so much for being here. It's people like you who are helping us grow into a bigger and greater podcast. And we are offering you a great opportunity that is exclusive only here on Taiwanica. And that is our sub-channel, buymeacoffee.com/Taiwanica. Over there, we have special content that is only available to you with a small donation. This donation helps us move forward, and you will be able to have all the exclusive access to this special content that is nowhere else. So we hope you can come join us there, and we can't wait for you to check it out. Thank you so much. I think that's a perfect segue to jump on into
number three.
All right, so number three is going to be a tourist spot, okay?
Here we go.
But this was a spot that a lot of people may have heard about, but not really sure whether or not they should go. And as a local, this is something that is, I think, on almost every single American's bucket list to see at least one time. And that is Mount Rushmore. Okay, if you've never heard of Mount Rushmore is just basically a mountain face, and on there is four of the United States' most popular presidents, and they were picked because of their impact on United States history. So those are Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, Theodore Roosevelt, and George Washington. Mm-hmm. Okay, so these four guys, they did a lot for the United States and made big impact. But, you know, it's a pretty long trip away from any other part of civilization. It's in a place called South Dakota, a wonderful state for its nature, but there's not much else to do there. So if you're going there, you're going for Mount Rushmore. So it's a wonderful place to visit, and it has a rich history behind it. So just to give you a little bit of background is that Mount Rushmore was built around World War II era, and it took a lot of people to make this thing. I mean, it's huge. If you look it up online, we'll put a picture in the link down in the description below. It took 500 people to build this thing, and then this one really cool guy who carved it all. But if you look at Abraham Lincoln, his face is a little bit incomplete And that's because the poor carver who was making it died during World War II. And they decided that to have someone else do it, even because he pretty much finished every other face except Abraham Lincoln. So they decided, we'll just leave it as it is.
Aww, yeah. That's very sweet.
Yeah. So it's a very moving place to go check out. It's definitely something that you can't really see anywhere else. I think the only thing close to it is Egypt. So if you want to see something that's more modernized version of Egyptian style carving, you can go to Mount Rushmore. It's supposed to be breathtaking.
Wow. Just a quick information for Taiwanese people. We call him Zhongtong San.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
It's really simple.
President Mountain. Yeah. That makes sense. So yeah, it's a really great option to go. I've never been. This is one of the few on the list that I haven't been to. And I really wish I have been because, like I said, it's just one of those things that really makes you feel patriotic. You got it. Yeah. So that's a good one.
Wow. Yeah, this one is a really good one because for us, we learned about this from our history book, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're talking about this in the USA. You guys have this mountain, has like a president faces on it. And like you said, there was nowhere else you can see such a great art like this. So it's pretty incredible.
It is. It is. Awesome. So if you ever get the chance while you're in the United States to go somewhere that's a little bit off the common roads of travel, Mount Rushmore is our recommendation.
Sounds great.
All right, we're going to jump right on into number two. All right, so number two is another nature scene, okay? It's one of the world's most famous and actually was one of the trailblazers for a new phenomenon that's happening all around the world, and that is making parks and making sanctuaries for animals and the nature around that area. And that's Yellowstone. That's the place. Okay, so Yellowstone is one of the United States' pride and joy. It has so much beautiful nature that you just don't see anywhere else. And I'm talking like buffalo. I'm talking about geysers. I'm talking about grizzly bears everywhere. It's just beautiful. And so it's one of those places that if you're going to go, you want to be there for a couple of days, not just for one. And so the good news is that it's not as far in the middle of nowhere like Mount Rushmore in South Dakota. It's more in Wisconsin, Montana area. You're not sure where that is. It's in the northern part of the United States, and it's close to Oregon. It's supposed to be one of the most phenomenal places to go. If you're not sure what a geyser is, it's just basically a giant hot tub, natural hot tub, but don't be getting your shorts on too soon. It will melt your bones off, okay?
It's not like Taiwan. You know, in Taiwan, if we have something like that, we will cook eggs or cook something.
Yes.
It's a totally different level. Exactly. Different level.
Yeah, all the geysers there. And one of the most famous ones that everyone learns in school is called Big Bertha. And Big Bertha is the biggest geyser. And geysers, when they have water come out of them to blow, kind of like a whale, it blows water out of them. So when Big Bertha blows water out, it's like a show. Everyone gets really excited. It's not too hot when she blows water, so you can kind of be nearby. She's doing it. It's more like hot tub water then. And so when you're around it, it's supposed to be a really phenomenal experience, like a water show, waterworks.
So that's predictable, like when is she going to do?
Yes, that's right. So very good point, Anita, is Big Bertha and all the other geysers have more or less a predictable timer of when they're going to blow. Though I'm glad that you mentioned that because Big Bertha is actually starting to slow down how many times she blows. And people are actually not happy about this. They're worried about this because studies say that Big Bertha is actually connected to a enormous volcano. And it's way down below the United States. And so they're worried that if Big Bertha stops blowing, that means the volcano is turning on. And so if it erupts, they say that it could make such an eruption that would blow up half the United States.
Oh my God, really?
Yes. Isn't that crazy?
That's a big crazy.
It's a big crazy. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes. Oh, my God. So it's like a super volcano underneath.
Supernova.
Yes, underneath Yellowstone. So get over there while you got the chance. Because if that blows, we all blow.
Okay. Oh, my. I think Yellowstone is one of the famous of many national parks in the USA, right? Do you say it's the most famous one, that Yellowstone?
Yes, I would say so. Like I previously mentioned, it's probably one of the first. And so because of it being one of the first, everyone has that impression that they need to go there at least once. Mm. And thanks to Theodore Roosevelt, one of the people who's on Mount Rushmore, we have these parks. And they're now constantly being established all around the world because of this place.
Wow.
Yeah. And to give you a personal example, my mother actually was in Yellowstone for a couple of summers. And she says that when she was working there, she had never felt closer to nature any other time. And this lady, I'm telling you, she's been to forests, she's been to oceans, she's been everywhere. But she says that Yellowstone is one of the places where you just feel completely reconnected to Mother Nature. So yeah, it's something to definitely give it a try.
Wow.
Yeah, giving you a big opinion and pushing it on you right now, go to Yellowstone. Okay.
So per se, if I wanted to go to Yellowstone, how many days you recommended us to stay there?
That's a good question. Well, it depends on what you would wish to do. So there are camping locations in Yellowstone. So if you wanted to be there and try to actually be one with nature, I would recommend around 3 days.
Oh, wow. Mm.
Yeah. But there's also hotels nearby. So if you wanted to have a more luxurious stay with Yellowstone, you could go through the whole entire thing within 2 days. But if you just want to see the most famous, iconic place, and still do that within a day.
I see.
So it just really depends on what your motivator is.
Yeah, I see. Thank you so much for sharing the information.
Sure, that's of course. Great. Yeah. So without further ado, I'm going to just go and dive into number one.
Here we go.
All right. So number one is definitely a West Coast favorite. Okay. So this is definitely biased because I'm from the West Coast. But needless to say, this place is something that a lot of Americans know about, a lot of Americans want to see it. It's just so beautiful when you look at it. And so that is the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco.
It's not yellow, it's not gold, it's red.
Yes, technically it's red. Yes, it's called the Golden Gate because they tried their best to make it as golden as possible without blinding people. Okay, and so this wonderful bridge has had an interesting history. It's actually the second version of it. The first one collapsed during an earthquake in the early 1900s. And it's actually, you know, a connector between two parts of San Francisco. And so if you don't take this, you can actually have a really hard time getting from A to B. And so it's a very important bridge in the West Coast. I've actually walked across it. It's huge. It takes you at least 30 minutes walking across
it.
Yeah, the seascape is beautiful and everything you can see. And lots of people are walking it, but you see cars driving by and people are like repainting the orange on there from time to time. But when they were actually building this humongous bridge, a lot of people died when they were making it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because it's just so tall.
Big.
It's so tall and it's in the middle of the sea, so much wind and stuff like that. Unpredictable. But when you're out there, you'll understand. It's just so breathtaking, really.
I've seen some videos and some TV show. They were introduced like you cannot just walk across the bridge. You can also literally like climbing the outside of the bridge and to the top and things like that.
Oh, yes. Movies definitely show that, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But this is not a tourist thing that you can do, unfortunately. It, like I mentioned, it's extremely dangerous. And so,
I like danger.
Yeah, I know. You're a wild thing.
I like danger.
Yes, we all know that, Anita. Unfortunately, the Golden Gate Bridge is really just for walking across. Oh, there's no climbing unless you are a professional who is there to take care of the bridge and maintain it. Movies, they make it look like you can do that, but it's not true.
Not true.
Yeah. Okay. But other than that, there's another little secret about the Golden Gate that not a lot of people know that local can share. And so that is below the bridge, there's actually a sunken ship that is still in perfect condition that came from Asia, actually.
Really? What did we do this time?
So when this Asian ship was coming to the United States and got to where the Golden Gate Bridge is now, it got struck by something, and it got struck so well by this spike into the bottom of the ship that the whole ship sunk in 6 minutes.
Oh my God.
Just hello, boom. And because it just completely fell down perfectly and so much in that time, it landed perfectly flat on the bottom of the sea,
really?
Right underneath the Golden Gate Bridge. So if you were to go scuba diving below the Golden Gate Bridge, you would see this sunken ship perfectly flat there.
Oh my God, that is so cool.
Isn't it? If you do go there, there is a little historical monument next to it for you to learn even more information and great places to take photos. I've taken lots of photos there. And they're great for, you know, screensavers or memories that you'll never forget. Yeah.
Wow. Hey, thank you so much for sharing so much information. Because for me as a foreigner, like Statue of Liberty, Yellowstone, or everything on your list for us, they're just like, just say gigantic buildings, whatever, like something on the mountains. Yeah, like when you know about the history, the background, and, you know, something else you could see in around the area, just make it so much fun and meaningful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, my pleasure. I think it's very fun to share the places in the United States that you know they exist, and you can go and check them out if you really wanted to. Now, they have a little bit of meaning behind them.
Yeah.
They're very cool to definitely see at least once in your life, and so you won't regret any of these places, I'm sure.
Yeah, there are so many trips we're going to take now.
Yes,
wink, 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 wink,
yes,
wink.
Yes, sure. Okay, well, I guess I gotta go and get my car ready.
Ka-cha-ching!
All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you liked it, definitely give us a thumbs up on YouTube and subscribe to our channel. If you're listening to us on podcast, it would mean so much to us if you would come to our site, www.taiwanicapodcast.com, to start following our podcast, and we'd be able to connect with all of the other things that we make, such as our blog. We have a wonderful blog that's currently thriving and has lots of really great content
it's
for you
really
to read.
Cool.
And it's always just getting better and better.
Yeah.
So definitely check that out. And
we'll see you next time.
Take care, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.